Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're in a continuum. America is fighting for its destiny, its future. America woke up, elected Trump. America woke up to Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, the globalist. Kanye West was just in Houston. And, you know, normally you don't hear any anti-globalist stuff out of Olstein, but you did when he was there. Hollywood's your enemy. Don't let them brainwash you. Don't let them abort your babies. I mean, I'd be pro-Olstein if you heard that kind of stuff from him. But he doesn't want to upset anybody there at the church in Houston. But that's very exciting. Millie Weaver's here with us. Mike Adams is coming on. If you just joined us, Trump was rushed to the hospitals Saturday. He didn't get covered until Sunday. We played the video at the start of the show that showed the Secret Service very upset. This is not a drill. Reportedly, the food taster got very, very sick. Others have gotten sick before. We just showed you all the articles. This is really going on. And Millie really has her sources. We have ours. And Millie, there was one other big thing you told me about off air. I'll talk more about this coming up next segment with Mike Adams and you. But when Roger Stone was on September 11, 2017, the president had only been in office 8.5 months. Stone was talking to him almost daily then and had met with him, obviously. And the president himself was concerned about being poisoned and about things making him sluggish. And sometimes he'd be slurring his words, even though he doesn't drink. And the word was they thought something was being added to his Diet Coke. That had just come from me. And the president is concerned about that. Well, later it came out that indeed that was accurate. Well, of course it was. It's totally normal to be concerned like this. But your sources, well, I mean, repeat to me what you said this morning without giving away any sources.
Okay, well, you were just saying that, you know, Roger Stone, your sources were saying that the president was being slowly poisoned with something like Coke. I thought you meant cocaine, and then I came back at you. Oh no, actually, my sources are saying that it was small dosage of antipsychotics. Because if you're actually somebody who's not psychotic and you get dosed antipsychotics, it can make you loopy. It can make you kind of lose your mind or feel like you're losing your mind.
Yeah, like Forzine.
So they were microdosing him with antipsychotics. That's what they were doing. I'm not sure the specific drug. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but I know that it was an antipsychotic.
Well, please get back on the internet with those folks and talk to them because, I mean, I know you were saying that they said don't say too much about what they said about the medical visit because it would give away what was happening there with the doctors. But, I mean, obviously it's well known by people around the president, their attempts to poison him. What specifically did they say about this supposed pathogen that isn't detectable right away but then builds up? What were the exact words?
I was like, is it viral? No. Was it something bacterial? No. It was definitely some kind of a chemical. So we know that it's definitely a chemical. But I'm like trying to understand, okay, so how is this a chemical? What kind of chemical? Wouldn't they have tested it? Is it something they didn't test for initially when they run their tests on the food? And they said, oh, it is something that they don't typically test for.
Well, of course, they're going to use exotic weapons. New.
Exactly. It's something new. It's some kind of new exotic, just like that you said, Alex. It's something new that they haven't dealt with before. And this
is that the word they used exotic or they said new?
They said it was something new, that something someone concocted or created. It was something new. Yeah. It was something new that they didn't look to test for. Does that make sense?
I understand.
They can run tests for arsenic, for cyanide, other things.
No, I understand they're using exotic things. And from what you were saying from my sources, they're worried about binary weapons. That's where you put one thing in somebody that isn't a poison one day and isn't picked up. You put something else in, but together, once they build up those two things or three things or five things, they then combine, especially if you are drinking Diet Coke. See, all I was told was Diet Coke, bottle of the Diet Coke, which itself is toxic, the aspartame, but it can do things when it breaks down to wood alcohol at 87 degrees that combines with other chemicals that can create a binary weapon. And later I was told, you know, basically, Alex, it is the Diet Coke. And I went, what do you mean? Well, there you go. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates, is as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
New questions this morning about President Trump's health after he made a sudden, unannounced, unscheduled visit to Walter Reed Medical Center over the weekend. Now, the White House says it was regular testing as part of his annual physical, but a source tells CNN the visit did not follow the usual protocol for a routine presidential exam. CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, is live with us. So, Sanjay, what do you see here?
Well, I mean, you know, the fact that it did not fit protocol, follow protocol, not only from previous administrations, but from this administration. In the past, the White House did alert people that the president was going to have a physical exam. It was planned. As you might imagine, it's a big deal for the president to show up at the hospital. Doesn't sound like everyone at the hospital knew about this. So there were several protocols that were broken here. Also, this idea that he went in for the first phase of a physical exam. That's very typically not how it's done. In fact, many of the things that they said he had done at Walter Reed, a physical exam, basic lab work, I think was the quote, that can be done at the White House as well. So it does sort of raise this question, what was necessary at Walter Reed that couldn't be done at the White House? Why was it being done a few months early? Stephanie Grisham, who's the president's spokesperson, has said very clearly, look, this wasn't due to any new symptoms the president was having.
All right, let's stop right there. Back that video up to the Secret Service coming out of Walter Reed. I mean, you look at the body language. They're running around like bees out of a beehive. This is not a scheduled visit, and you understand, they got rid of some of our sources in the White House. We have more. And when they want us to know stuff, we get it. And so I can tell you that Millie has sources, I have sources, and they say it's well known there have been many attempts on the president. Other people have gotten sick. They believe this other Secret Service agent that was with Trump that died 40-something years old from a massive supposed stroke. Give me a break. All this is going on. He has food tasters. He thinks he's being poisoned. This is what goes on historically. You've got the attorney general saying that the deep state is doing everything it can, everything to sabotage the executive branch and the president. Well, everything means attempts of violence. And so we'll play that clip again. We're going to go to Mike Adams and have Millie Weaver ride shotgun with us here in a moment. But here is Bill Maher over the weekend saying, let's not have a civil war. Let's be friends. And Obama came out and gave a speech saying the same thing on Friday. Why? Because if it came out the president was poisoned later? Oh, well, he just had a stroke. Hey, let's not riot. We're all friends now. You can see them moving into the conciliatory phase here. It's a lot of serious telltale signs. Here's a part of what the mouth of the globalist had to say.
You can't own your spouse. You sometimes just have to make peace with the fact that you're married to someone who believes in ghosts or won't throw out their baseball cards or thinks essential oils are essential. Or yes, likes Donald Trump. We are going to have to learn to live with each other or there will be blood. So don't freak out if Ellen sits next to George Bush at a football game. Bush was not my idea of a good president, but I never worried that he was going to lock up his political opponents or reporters or me.
Yeah.
Bush was wrong, but he wasn't trying to enrich George Bush. He condemned Islamophobia after 9/11, and he did a lot for AIDS in African countries without calling them holes. Mm-hmm. He risked Dick Cheney's friendship because he wouldn't pardon Scooter Libby, because it wasn't always just about loyalty. He stood with Obama when Obama took his job, and he said, "We want you to succeed." If you can't see the difference between that and Trump, Democrats are doomed. Yeah. Michelle Obama gets it. She hugs him. Ruth Bader Ginsburg likes Brett Kavanaugh. For a country that loves to look at pictures of entirely different species getting along, can't we try it in politics?
And then we'll have the clip for you next segment. He comes back and he says, "We don't want a civil war. There's a lot of talk about civil war in this country." Let me go to the Attorney General clip, since I mentioned that. I do believe we have that clip. Here is the Attorney General talking about the attempts at sabotage.
Unfortunately, just in the past few years, we have seen these conflicts take on an entirely new character. Immediately after President Trump won election, opponents inaugurated what they called the resistance. And they rallied around an explicit strategy of using every tool and maneuver to sabotage the functioning of the executive branch and his administration. The fact of the matter is that in waging a scorched earth, no holds barred war of resistance against this administration, it is the left that is engaged in the systematic shredding of norms and undermining the rule of law.
And that's a fact. Mike Adams, what do you make of him rush the hospital? Our source is saying that somebody got really sick that tested it, that they've tested the president to see if he had it in him. He appears to not be sick. This just fits into the whole background of what we're witnessing in this dangerous climate.
Well, for many years, Alex, I feared that this kind of food poisoning doomsday scenario would appear. I've got breaking analysis for you here. I'm going to explain exactly how this is done with bioengineering of CRISPR gene editing of weaponized probiotics to cause the delayed gut production of toxic chemicals. Now, as context, understand to your audience, I know you know this, Alex, but you know, I'm the author of a book called Food Forensics. This is what I do in my lab. I look for contaminants in foods. This is my specialty. This is what I do every day with mass spec instruments. The way this can be done with a delayed effect is not to put a chemical in the food itself, but to put weaponized, genetically engineered probiotics, so to speak. In other words, active strains of weaponized engineered bacteria that once they reach the gut and then they start to feed on carbohydrates, in particular, different kinds of sugars, they then produce as their byproduct toxic chemicals. It might take 24 hours for that to appear and for symptoms to appear. But those chemicals are produced by the bacteria in the same way that bacteria currently produce vitamin or B vitamins, for example, or different kinds of nutrients that are good for you. So good bacteria keeps you alive. That's why probiotics are important when they're good. But weaponized, genetically engineered bad probiotics can be used to generate toxic chemicals in the gut and kill a person with a delayed action. And importantly, Alex, none of these can be detected by any known chemical analysis system because the chemicals don't exist until they are synthesized by the bacteria in the gut. And I believe this is what may have happened because CRISPR gene editing technology is now so readily available, so easy, that even deep state scientists in a basement can use this CRISPR editing to create weaponized probiotic strains that could have been put into the
food. Well, it's funny you say that, Mike, because it's you're beyond just an investigative journalist, like you're clairvoyant or something. You kept saying months ago, I bet there isn't even a whistleblower. They just need to say it's a whistleblower so no one ever takes credit for making up the initial lie. Now, last week in open House hearing, he came out and admitted, the chairman of the committee, Adam Schiff, that it didn't exist. There was no whistleblower, and that he never, quote, talked to Eric Ciaramella, which we now know isn't true. And so it's the same thing here. You've been writing about weaponizing gut flora to create poisons like the vaccines are already designed to do for years. And it was actually in the news last week in major announcements that the Pentagon's working on weaponizing gut bacteria. So you literally are light years ahead of what's happening. And that's just an idea of the type of weird, synthetic, I guess the word would be exotic type of things that are impossible to find or show up that they already use against the American people, the deep state does, being used against the president. So let's hear more of that from you. Please stay with us, Ann Millie Weaver, and the great audience of listeners. And I do have the clip of Bill Maher saying civil war. We don't want a civil war. And then you heard the part where he was saying, let's all kumbaya come together. That's all good cop, bad cop. And we'll explain why we've reached that point straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. I'm Alex Jones. We're joined by Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com and Millennium Millie.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide.
Now, lately, we've been hearing more and more about a second civil war, which sounds impossible in this modern affluent country. It is not. We all talk about Trump as an existential threat, but his side sees democratic control of government the exact same way. And when both sides believe the other guy taking over means the end of the world, yes, you can have a civil war. Trump rallies are filled with words like enemies of the people, human scum. They talk of people to be locked up. Well, you can't lock us all up. Liberals are described as weak, lame, coddling, oversensitive, and limp-dicked. Which are strong words for a bunch of mouth-breather, kickers, knuckle-draggers.
Let's take this down. And the disgraced Donna Brazile that tried to rig the election and didn't rig the debate, she's up there with her new makeover. Mike Adams is here with us, naturalnews.com. Millie Weaver with her sources, also giving us a lot of key intel. Mike, it just goes to the climate we're in, that of course they're trying to kill the president. Of course they're trying to drug him. Of course they want 25th Amendment. And her sources are saying they believe that someone's been trying to stick antipsychotics into his food and drink as well. We know the president's concerned about it. This is just such a giant story, this unannounced visit to the hospital, Walter Reed, on Saturday, almost no coverage through Sunday, and now the story's disappeared. You're a really good guy at scanning the entire spectrum and giving amazing analysis. What do you think's really happening here?
Well, I believe that over the weekend there were multiple attempts on the life of President Trump. I think that what you're reporting here today is only one of several. You're probably hearing this also from some of your sources, I would imagine, but it's just not confirmed yet, so you haven't reported it, but I'm hearing it as well. What's crucial to understand here is this food poisoning vector. It is impossible using modern-day technology, the best technology in the world, which I own, by the way, in my lab. You cannot detect exotic molecules that are engineered as poisons, and you cannot detect probiotics that are engineered to generate poisons. So it doesn't matter how many tests they have. A lot of the American people think that, oh, you can run this battery of tests and automatically spot a poison that's in the food in 60 seconds. Not at all. It doesn't work like that at all. You could spend months actually trying to find every molecule, and there could be molecules to slip past you that you don't know that you were
looking for. By the way, Mike, I should have said up front, you own a large certified food and product testing facility. You have over 300 natural health sites. You're a publisher all over the world. I mean, you're actually a leading expert on adulterated food and how to spot it. So it's a real blessing to have you be able to speak to this.
That is our specialty. And so what's important to note is if you don't know what molecule you're looking for, then you have to use what's called a mass spec time of flight instrument. Time of flight instrument gives you a full scan, a full spectrum of molecules from a range of masses. But even then, if you don't use the right solvents in the extraction technique of the food sample, you won't get chemicals that you would otherwise get if you use a different solvent. So there are a battery of solvents, methanol, hexane, acetonitrile, water, and so on. Certain chemicals are only soluble in certain solvents. So unless you're running every possible solvent with every possible negative mode, positive mode of the instrument, every possible chromatography column, You know, there's no way that you can find everything. Again, it would take months. We spent 2.5 years developing a method just to get retention of glyphosate, by the way, 2.5 years on that one chemical, that one molecule. So if they want to poison President Trump, there is no lab in the world that will be able to spot a specifically engineered chemical that's different from the normal chemicals. I mean, yeah, arsenic, that's easy. You can spot that in a few minutes.
And that's why President Trump is smart on record, sending trusted people out to get him food from random restaurants. He knows he can't eat that food, and it's been documented that at state parties and things, he doesn't even eat his food most of the time.
No, that's right. But I wouldn't put it past the deep state to find out where Trump is staying and go poison the food in all the restaurants that are nearby, because they don't care if they kill innocent people. And I think as an investigative journalist, it would be very informative to look, have there been food poisoning outbreaks in the cities where Trump is visiting? Because that would be indicative of the scenario that I'm talking about right now.
And this is exactly how the left operates. They're a bunch of cowards. They're a bunch of scum. Yes. They love putting fluoride in the water, things in the vaccines. Soft kills, secret weapons is their obsession. It's their religion. Millie Weaver, any other points you'd like to add that Mike's breakdown has spurred you to want to bring forward?
Yes, that's very interesting that you say that, Mike, because I just read an article recently that was talking about, oh, by the way, the president's chef's favorite market of choice is the Whole Foods down the road from the White House. So I could totally see them deciding to put heavy metals and other different chemicals in the food if they really wanted to take the president out.
Hell, they wouldn't have to ask. I mean, that Jeff Bezos owns that. I'm not saying he's poisoning the food, but leftists will do anything. The stories I've confirmed of people doing stuff to the food of Sean Hannity and others is, I mean, think about how the left is. Regardless, they wouldn't even need a deep state operation. The amount of demonization and brainwashing will just organically create it with Maxine Waters saying when they're at restaurants, attack them. Well, how's a leftist going to attack you? They're going to jack with your food, Millie.
Yeah, and another important thing to remember is that if the president really just wanted to get lab work and blood tests done, he could have done it at the White House. So why would he have gone to the hospital? Well, it's really simple, because if you were being food poisoned, they didn't know whether or not he might have a serious reaction to where he needed serious medical intervention. That's why he went to the hospital.
And again, your sources say, I mean, I know that the chef is his taster. There's also Secret Service does the tasting. That's confirmed in the news. Your sources are saying it was a chef or Secret Service, or did they say specifically who got sick?
I believe it was a Secret Service agent. Think about it. The president travels, so he's not always going to be able to take his chef necessarily with him, but he would have Secret Service with him as well.
And we had the Secret Service agent last year in July in Scotland, 40-something years old, reportedly mm-hmm. great shape, dropping dead, they said, of a stroke, Mike Adams.
Yes, and in fact, there have been other mysterious events, of course, surrounding. I mean, Roger Stone was attempted to be poisoned with, I think it was, polonium. So there are radioisotopes that could be at work here. But again, I have to bring you back to the CRISPR gene-edited weaponized probiotics, Alex, because that's the technology that can evade all detection. There aren't radioisotopes.
Well, that was in the news last week. The Pentagon's looking at CRISPR to just take normal bacteria and things and change it to weaponize it, and even tailor it for a certain person.
Well, absolutely. There's something else I got to mention. It's called RNA interference. RNA interference technology. Your producers should pull this up. It has been touted as a special kind of pesticide that targets the specific physiological functions of pests in crops. And by targeting the DNA and the RNA of bugs, they can design a substance that will kill that pathway of respiration or digestion for a specific organism. And they can tailor it to your DNA.
That's RNA?
RNA interference.
RNA interference. Let's talk about that when we come back and finish it with both of you straight ahead. Then I'm going to open the phones up. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, but stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give the number out. I'm going to start taking calls throughout the third hour, a little bit into the fourth hour today, and then Gerald Celente takes over. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com is here. Investigative journalist Millie Weaver is here. She works with InfoWars. And she's got her great sources in the White House because she travels around the country and has met with a lot of them. And they tell us it's just routine that they have people trying to poison the president. I mean, what do you expect? They're doing everything they can to sabotage the president, as the attorney general said. Mike Adams, other big points you'd like to make about this and just the overall urgency of the entire political climate we're in?
Well, over the weekend, there was an unconfirmed report. I have to underscore unconfirmed that the leaders of the telecom giants were ordered to stand by for a nationwide disconnect order or a selective disconnect order because of some impending activity or event. Now, again, that's unconfirmed. I'm working on trying to confirm this report, but it goes along with the idea that the left wants to assassinate the president and then cut off all conservative voices while they unleash their kinetic hot civil war phase, all while people like Bill Maher are claiming that they don't want civil war. If they don't want to overthrow America, why are they trying to overthrow America by ousting the president, right? If they believe in freedom and liberty, why are the tech giants selectively censoring nearly all prominent conservative voices? They talk with, they speak with forked tongues, people like Bill Maher. It's shameful. It's pathetic. They are the ones who are trying to push this coup. They are the ones trying to overthrow this country. They are the ones calling for the death of the president, and they are the ones censoring conservatives. So things are about to happen, Alex. I mean, the attempt was made this weekend multiple times on Trump's life, and they're not done trying. So buckle up, everybody. What's going to happen over the next 7 days could be rather shocking. I'll just put it that way.
Undoubtedly, when you have the attorney general saying the deep state's doing everything it can to sabotage the executive branch and overthrow it, that means physical everything. He was reading off of a speech he'd written. He was being very specific and saying they've shredded all norms, that they were doing everything you could to sabotage. He was very clear to the Federalist Society. Millie Weaver?
Well, you know, I was thinking a lot about that, too, especially about Bill Maher's statement. It seems to me like they are planning some big event. Either it's going to be just stealing the election all out with election rigging in 2020, or maybe poisoning or assassinating the president. And what they would want to do after that is figure out a way to maybe de-escalate the Trump supporters and the entire programming of hate. So that then they just get everyone to calm down. They'll take back over control, and then they'll slowly then re-implement all of their globalist policies into America.
Oh, I totally agree that right before they launch kinetic violence and false flags to blame us, they're going to say, we want peace, we want freedom, so the media can cover that when they launch their attack. That's a classic sucker punch move, Millie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because if they were to escalate and then take him out, then what? Then they have a civil war, and they don't know. They can't necessarily predict the outcome of the civil war if there were one. So the best thing to do is to steal it from the president, rig 2020, or assassinate him, and then rapidly de-escalate everything and try to get back control of the populace. That's what I would think.
But they're too late. The American people already know that if Trump is taken out, no matter what method is used to take him out, the American people, I believe, will spontaneously rise up and defend their nation against these deep state traitors, the treason, the criminal insiders who are trying to topple this nation. I think the American people understand exactly what's going on. And, of course, like you say, Alex, they'll try to make it look like a natural death, but the American people aren't going to be fooled at this point. The deep state has been exposed. We now know they're real. We now know they're criminals. We know they're treasonous actors. And we know that they hate this constitutional republic. So the spontaneous, organic uprising is already baked in, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not calling for it. I'm just saying it's already going to happen.
That's right. They can say they want peace while at the grassroots they push wars with their proxies. They can say they want peace while they hit us with fluoride and 5G and GMO and everything else. We will continue to watch this at naturalnews.com. Mike, with your excellent article that you put up there, you, of course, broke the Marines being activated to protect the president. That's, of course, been confirmed. And Millie Weaver, your sources and contacts, please stay with them, obviously. File reports as they come out on your site, millenniummillie.com, and call us the minute things break. We'll get you back on, Millie. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Mike Adams.
Thank you.
Okay, I was already going where Mike Adams went today. We hadn't talked about weaponization of food. Separately, before we even talk about the president being poisoned or attempts to poison him. But everything the globalists do on the mass scale to us is what they're trying to do to Trump. I mean, you understand, that Bill and Melinda Gates are into weather modification, forced vaccines, and they have spent billions on studying gut flora crises, knowing that what the deep state's done to our gut by design is wrecking everybody. So this was already in my stack before Mike Adams brought it up. Look at this. New RNA interference crop technology weaponizes food into the ultimate eugenics weapon. Food target blacks for covert sterilization. And he goes through what it actually does. Millennials are sick and getting sicker, increasing health care costs. Moody's tracking it gets into the fact that America and the West is so incredibly sick with all the vaccines, all the GMO. U.S. life expectancy has been declining. Here's why. Infant mortality is way up, and it's falling faster and faster year after year. Doesn't take a decade to see it on the graph. We're losing years a year now. Did you hear that? We're going from 1 in 35,000 with autistic type issues to 1 in 50-something. And soon it'll be 1 in 10, then 1 in 5. It's exponential. By the time you figure out what hit you, it's over. Think about that. Think about what they're doing and think about how they have put bacteria into the food chain that go and take out the good bacteria in your gut who then don't create the fermentation that creates amino acid chains in the gut that heal the body and then it accelerates aging. Let me show you. This was already in my stack today before Mike Adams brought that up and before any of this. Let me show TV viewers. Researchers working on food-based treatment to slow aging, Science Daily. And then it's got links to three major universities. The Nanyang Technology University, Singapore. That's one of the top ones in the world. And then it goes into U.S. facilities and universities. And it explains that the hormone called FGF21, pro-longevity, heals the entire body. And actually reverses aging, but is only made in the lower intestine. So it's not just your body is getting nutrients from plants and things you eat. It's making them. And these are compounds that you have to have these certain foods with certain ring structures and trace elements and things they have that then with the right bacteria in your gut grows this. Oh, and what does it say? It's fiber from a spectrum of certain types of berries that grows this. And yes, this is a plug in 50 seconds. Gut fusion, fiber, and glutamate. And it takes the glutamate with the fiber to grow this. And what do we have in this? High auric berry blend, strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, cranberry, escoblio, grape, and pomegranate. It's the pulp from them that then with the glutamine, grows this. I'm not the scientist that came up with this, but you just notice this is it. InfoWarsStore.com, specifically for your lower intestines to grow this. And that's what it does. And you read the study, everything they say, that's not just everything they say in the study, studies right here. It's all right here. We already see? And then it funds our operation, win-win for everybody. We'll be right back with the phone number to call us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live as we broadcast worldwide on this November 18th, 2019, Monday edition. Okay, let me do this. I want to give the number out so callers can call in about the president's unexpected visit to the hospital, rushed visit, and our sources that one of the tasters got very, very sick. And then it made me go back and review the news and see all the coverage of the White House concerned and people getting sick and people dying and the president not trusting the food. That's an amazing story in and of itself. But you add the 25th Amendment calls to remove him from mental illness. the coup calls, the civil war calls. Now suddenly Obama and Bill Maher and others saying, let's not have a civil war. Let's not be violent on the eve of whatever just unfolded. I mean, you can really see them covering all the bases right now, exactly how I would expect them to do right before they trigger big false flags, attempts on the president's life, you name it. But just like we were dead on about the neocons in the White House and the Soros people and McMaster and Fiona Hill and the Treasury and Eric Siramala, that was all I was attacked in CFR publications 2.5 years ago for exposing him by name with our guest. This reportedly really went on. Or our White House sources have given us good info to now later give us bad info, and I don't really see a reason for that. CNN first put it out that he went there, and then when it didn't fit into what they wanted, then it suddenly just kind of disappeared out of the news. I want to take your phone calls on that subject and other subjects, and on the Attorney General coming out and saying that the deep state, the Democrats, the leftists, as the term he uses, are doing everything they can to sabotage the presidency, doing everything they can to remove the president. Well, that would mean physical as well. So I want to give first-time callers a chance to call in. That means first-time callers to give us your take on this. And, you know, if you think we're making the story up, you're welcome to call in. If you hope the president's going to die, I don't want to say you're welcome, but you can call in. I mean, whatever subject you want to discuss in and around the deep state's attempt to remove the president that cannot be denied, and what you think of why he went to the hospital and where all of this is going. But the full reports are on Infowars.com and Newswars.com with the live feed of this show so that people can tune in and actually have a larger debate about this. President Trump rushed the hospital. Secret Service feared poisoning after Taster fell ill. Watch live. Alex Jones talks to Millie Weaver, who delivers groundbreaking details on this and more. Now, I also have, it's reposted Infowars.com, an hour I did with Roger Stone on September 11, 2017, laying a lot of this out and the attempts to poison him then and then the attempts to drug him. We've got a clip from that YouTube, of course, has removed. Imagine how freaked out the deep state was that we knew all this. But I'm going to be airing part of that at the start of the next hour as well. Also, we're going to get to Kanye West. Protect your kids from being indoctrinated by Hollywood and the media. That clip is coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers on the state of civil war, who the players are, why you think Obama and Bill Maher are saying we don't want a civil war, let's all be friends, while they intensify their undermining, their impeachments, their attacks, election fraud in Louisiana, election fraud in Kentucky, election fraud in Virginia, every new race. Trump goes from winning every new race to losing every race, despite the fact that in real polls, Trump is more popular than ever because they're making their move. And he hasn't been able to get the Justice Department to make their move on the deep state. He hasn't been able to get them to stop the election fraud. So that has green lit, ladies and gentlemen, them doing more bold moves like you're now seeing. First, they wanted to drug him, make him loopy, say 25th Amendment. That wasn't consistently successful. He started not eating food in the White House, started only eating out of cans. Like the movie The Thing, where, you know, they're all frozen in the outpost and this alien shapeshifter's taking over and everybody's got to eat out of canned food because it might be the shapeshifter preparing the meals and is going to spike it. Can you imagine living like that? Well, you do. The scientific dictatorship, the technocracy, has been jacking with vaccines, food, the water, and now the genetic code of the planet for a long time. And they admit they've been doing it for a long time. Obama's science czar wrote in 1974 in Ecoscience how they would use vaccines that were tainted and chemicals in the water to control the population. And our IQ is going straight down. Our fertility is going straight down. Cancer and other diseases like neurological disorders are going straight up. And there are massive propaganda pushes through CNN 10 that is shown in all the public schools in first period. And TikTok filled with globalist propaganda that I was going to get to today, but I'll do it tomorrow. Brainwashing the youth and telling them vaccines make you live longer. There's no danger in the vaccines and all these incredible hoaxes and lies. It really is an incredible time to be alive right now. Now, I started talking about this last segment, and I'm going to talk about it again right now and then start the next hour and get to all the news and all the clips and all the rest of it and the latest Jeffrey Epstein bombshells that are bigger than ever and how it ties in the royal family and why the Duke did that disastrous interview. I mean, I'm loaded for bear here. And I love Salente hosting the fourth hour on Mondays, and he understands when I preempt him, but I'm only going to preempt 15 minutes of him to hit more news, but I'm going to take calls next hour. But let me just spend a little time here at the end explaining this. If you don't get these products from me, you can find these products elsewhere that are almost as good or as good in some cases. They'll probably cost you more money, but still. Gravity-fed water filtration. You need to be filtering your water with a system that cuts the garbage out, not just bad flavor. We have the best systems at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to not be eating GMO. You need to understand the vaccines are tainted by design. And I was just reading all these big studies coming out about how the lower intestine creates literal special amino acids that can only be made in the human gut and synthesized there and taken into the bloodstream with certain compounds in nature. Now, the globalists all know this and are doing everything they can to put bad bacteria into you that block that and literally turn off your repair system. Gut Fusion is half the price of brands that have similar formulas. And I'm just proud of our researchers because I'm not the expert. I just have the experts I trust go out and do it. And they put out this Orac Acadia fiber, Orac flaxseed, organic sprouts blend, apple fruit fiber, blueberry fiber organic, organic cranberry fruit fiber. The reason I said Orac is this is high O-R-A-C berry blend with grape and pomegranate, blackberry, cranberry, ascabalo, if I'm pronouncing that right, strawberry, and more. And this has the fiber in it that it says in the study I just read last segment that allows your body to then ferment it. And if you have the right bacteria on top of it, which we have in our probiotic Floralife, that literally then grows the quote supplements that your body operates off of in your upper and lower intestines. This particular study is on the lower intestine. Bill Gates is obsessed with gut flora, and they're totally investing in a takeover of genetically modified bacteria to save you in the future because they believe only the genetically modified ones will be able to save you from the modified ones they're already putting out in the environment. You understand? They're creating a system where you need them to live, and they're trying to basically outlaw it. Why do you think Bill Gates is obsessed with me and finances all these TV shows and movies against me? Because he knows I'm on his ass with my researchers and folks. He's controlling the weather control system. He's in charge of attacking our gut. He's in charge of pushing euthanasia and forced inoculation. Just look into it. So Gut Fusion. But something your gut doesn't make that's right in line with all of this is PQQ and CoQ10 that absolutely regrows mitochondria, regrows heart tissue, the CoQ10, that's in major studies, and regrows nerves and just does all this insane stuff. Research that, 50% off. Everybody should have DNA Force, and it funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. This stuff is so important. It's literally the key, and I don't want you to have it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.